I'm Jim Bai from USDARS Fort Pierce, Florida lab. My talk is the effect of greening disease or Huanglongbing or HLB. Today, mostly I try to focus use the word of greening disease. Orange oil quality, volatile profile by GCMS. It's an increasing demand for citrus oil. It's when February, I did this Google search for citrus oil market. It's what I get the top hits. Had two numbers I want you to see. The top one I have highlighted. It's over $3 billion in last year of value. On the bottom, I have another highlighted. It's 6 years later, 2023, the value will be $7.6 billion, doubles today's market. On the other side, and the Florida, it's a major citrus processing region in the world. And our today's citrus production, it's basically people saying about 20 to 25% of compared to our top time. This causes a problem for oil too. The decreasing in citrus pure oil production due to reduced citrus production. You don't have a tree. And two, decrease in citrus pure oil production due to reduced oil content. There I have some slides show that. And three is major focus today, and decrease in citrus pure oil quality. And content, I have three experiments or one, it's called pressed pure oil. Here is from a semi-industrial scale, and the purpose is just see the compare the basic volatile profile. The second, the solvent extraction is in lab scale. The purpose is to find the specific the compounds in greening fruits and in general healthy fruit. And the third one is to introduce one of my colleagues, his technology. It's called steam explosion technology. And oil from cold greening fruits versus peers. My rule here is only analyze the oil composition. And the first experiment, cold pressed pure oil. Here I show you how we collect the samples basically from commercial scale producer, and we collected the PO, then we all the way processed the oil. I'm not going into a detail. And here is the pure oil color and content. From left side of the pictures, you can see a regular healthy fruit, the pure slice. You can see the light orange color with a lot of huge oil glands. And the bottom vials show the cold pressed oil. And follow that is the greening pure slice. You can see smaller, less oil glands. And the bottom the vials, it's with a similar amount of pure, you just yield much less pure oil and the dark color. And right most show the development of the pure and the oil glands. Basically, in the fruitlets, you have very small oil glands, until the last, it becomes the fully developed the oil glands. And why greening had less oil? One of the reasons, greening, basically the fruit is not fully matured. And of course, they also have undeveloped oil glands. Here are the basic oil components. Here is from literature. Yellow highlighted, it's monoterpenes. As you know, limonene is the domain, more than 90%. Then are a few major monoterpenes, alpha-pinene, beta-pinene, saponin, myrcene, and delta-carin. And next, it's the components is not a big proportion, but it's the aldehydes. It's carbon 8 to carbon 10. Aldehydes is one of the very most important the quality indicator. These days, after Huanglongbing or greening, these compounds, the aldehydes, generally reduced 20%. Therefore, their value is much reduced value. And another one is the major compounds, the linalool. It's a terpene alcohol. This one is also is contributed oil, very good flavor like floral, green, and citrus. This two plots as the PCA analysis based on four group of samples. Two cultivars, left side you can see it's Hamelin and Valencia, two of the major juice cultivar, and both of them had regular heresy and greening fruits. And you can see the PCA separation very clearly separated Valencia with Hamelin. I think it should be happier because the Huanglongbing at least did not messed up different cultivars because Valencia produced excellent juice and excellent pure oil. And we see still, but for the open, it's the healthy fruit, and close with different color, it's the greening. And you can see it had a difference there. I just want to point out here, it's the right side loading plot. Here shows that the major, the volatile of the pure oil, it's always important key compounds always associated with the Valencia, such as octanol, alpha-pinene, limonene, and decanol, myrcene, linalool. And this one I compare with only for Valencia for greening and healthy. Bottom side is the healthy, top side is the greening. What's associated with the compounds for healthy side, you can see the Valencia, the decanol, all the major compound, the pure oil compounds, always associated with the healthy fruit. But some of the fruit associated with the greening fruit are carbon. They carbon alpha and beta phenazine, hexanol, and nerol. And next, I will show you what's the meaning. Here's one of the, I mentioned there, we have a lot of the carbon. Carbon basically is from the aluminum oxidation, or we call it a dehydrogenation. This one, it's an oxidation compound, and this one is the major, maybe play a major role in the signaling pathway. This one, it's just, we did not have a lot of research to prove this. Why is once we so hard to find a healthy fruit in Florida? You can, you just, nobody trusts you, even you said you're healthy, but it's kind of difficult to confirm a lot of things. But it's the second part, is the, as I mentioned, it's the lab scale. I use the typical Valencia and Hamlin's healthy and Greenian fruit. And color, I don't want to mention it too much because the Greenian means green color. And the bottom right, it's a qPCR result. I just show you my healthy fruit is really healthy because this was 4 years ago from Southern Garden. It prepared very, very good maintained some section. But last 4 years, we never did any such of experiment because basically you cannot find a healthy fruit. And then what here show you how I prepared a sample, just get the peel, very thin surface peel, then go how to get the solvent and how to the GCM setting. We are not take time to do that. And the results. Here's the side-by-side mirror. Top is for regular healthy fruit. Bottom is the greening fruit. And use the GCMS DB5 nonpolar column. And I highlighted the green, the peak is what we identified in greening fruit. It was not in healthy fruit. And in the top, I highlighted a few of the red. That's why it's generally produced a lot in healthy fruit, but we did not find it in Huang Bin fruit. And this is just the same GCMS method, just use a different column. The wax column is a polar column, just confirm previous result. The second section, just to tell you, we did find specific compounds for healthy and for Huang Bin. Okay, I'll wrap up soon. Here, third, it's our steam and hydrodistillation from cold greening fruits versus peels. Here, fruit is what we picked from the orange field. Here's today what you often see in Florida's orange groves, and a lot of, packed by the dropped fruits. And right side is we have a picker, like it's a golf picker, golf ball picker, and we pick the fruit. And after collect the fruit, the technology, a steam explosion, I did very briefly, was fruit fed into a hopper, transferred into a tube using a high solid pump. Jet cooker injects steam into the fruit stream and held under pressure at about 50 to 55 psi, about 150 degrees C for 1 to 3 minutes, and vented into a flush tank at atmosphere pressure. And here the separated collected of different things, sugars, the pectins, the flavonoids. What is the central one is what I needed. It's collected of oil. Here's the basic profile of the result We use meat sweet fruit. The top is the profile of the cold fruit, and the bottom is only the after the industry extracts the juice. They are the only for peel. Briefly, what's different is we just try to find the value of this cold fruit. If it produces any value, it's just want you see you have a more fruity flavor and have a very unique product. That one maybe help the industry get some the economic revenues from this dropped fruit. Otherwise, this dropped fruit is nothing. Okay. Thanks. Conclusion, I think just a very simple presentation. I will not read that. Okay. If you have a question, I can have a...
Yes. I'm curious to know where the value is. Okay, the entire apple industry is worth like $4 or $5 billion, and the oil—I mean, just a byproduct of the citrus industry—is worth more than that, 50% more. So where is the value in that? Is it in perfumes, or is it in high-value things that are added to food products?
Yeah, I think add back to the juice is the important part. But it's even for me, it's just when we write a book chapter, we write that, it's a big value, we know. And this thing, it's even I try to, when I write things, try to ask, request the data. But it's the charge, every data is charge you $1,000, I never buy any of that. But basically we write, it's add back to juice, then cosmetic industry, then even the detergent industry, it's a very very high quality the things always use this wash, final wash is used already oil.
It's very important for soft drinks. Colas are citrus flavors, so the orange oil is very much.
Yes, generally we see citrus industry for oil that's less than $10 billion. Here it's only pure oil, really, a lot of value. Okay, thanks.